Hello.
Yes.
Hi, this is George calling from Opinion Research, a public opinion polling firm. I am conducting a survey asking for help, short four-question survey on important issues facing Texas. May I speak with Martha?
You're doing a survey about what?
Thank you for taking my call, ma'am. I'm doing a short four-question survey about important issues facing Texas. It's only four questions, Ms. Marta.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
And thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you, thinking about how you vote in state and federal elections, would you say that you tend to vote for more Republican, more Democratic, or an even mix of both parties?
Well, I'm going to vote Democratic because Republican Party, the two, I don't have anything to say about them. But I do vote for Republican, officials if they're doing the right thing. But right now, I'm going to vote Democrat.
All Democratic or mostly Democratic?
More likely all Democratic because I haven't seen a Republican show me too much this election. Well, I mean, there's one or two in Texas that I would vote Republican for. But I think the elections, you have to vote only one party, so I'm going to have to go with the Democrat, even though I rather, there's some Republicans that, I will support.
And do you approve or disapprove of the job Greg Abbott is doing as governor of Texas?
Nope. That's why. Nope. I don't approve of him at all. Nope.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat
disapprove? No, I strongly disapprove. The only thing he's doing good is about the border. I agree with that, okay? They need to do something with the border. I believe that. But the rest of the mess with vouchers and the kids and the school and all that, I don't agree with none of that.
Okay. Last two questions.
And when I vote, I'm not voting for him this election. So if Abbott runs again, well, he ain't getting my vote.
Well, let me ask you, if the general elections for President of the United States were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Yeah, I'm gonna vote for Joe Biden,
Definitely, ma'am, or probably.
No, I'm going to vote for Biden. 100%, I'm sure. Because Trump hasn't showed me nothing. If he can take people and go up there and damage the White House, that's the craziest thing I ever heard in my life. Nope, I don't approve of that at all.
In which statement, question, which statement comes closest to your opinion on guns? We need to make drastic change to our gun laws in Texas, including banning all assault weapons.
Normal people don't need to walk around with no AK-57. I believe in guns, okay? People should protect themselves. They should have guns. Texas is Wild Wild West. We do need guns, okay? But you have to put it in the right hand, okay? This going to the place and getting them, and then no background check, and you don't know what mental state they're in. No, I don't agree with none of that at all. I believe people should have guns. Yeah, that's fine. But they need to regulate it a little bit better because it's getting in the wrong hands.
Well, let me read you the options and tell me which one comes closest to your opinion. Option one says we need to make drastic changes to our gun laws in Texas, including banning all assault weapons. Or we need common sense gun reform in Texas, like universal background check. What about this one? This one says we need to protect the Second Amendment, and we do not need any kind of new laws restricting the right to keep and bear arms.
We need some restrictions. That's why these kids are getting killed in school and they're going to school with weapons. No, I'm with the one where we need to do the reform, but not stop the guns completely. Because the people in the right hand, that's fine. People have rights to own the weapons.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much, Martha, for your participation.
And I vote every time. Yeah, I'm a dedicated voter. I vote all the time. I don't miss an election. I don't care how tiny it is. I'm going to go vote.
Man, thank you for taking my call, man.
It's your legal right as a citizen. Okay, you take care. Have a great evening. Thanks.
You have a great evening, too. Thank you very much.